This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, if I were to ask you which professions have high suicide rates, you would probably mention military veterans suffering from PTSD. In their latest report, the Centers for Disease Control have found that the suicide rate for young male military veterans is higher than previously thought, but they found that it is lower in some states than the suicide rate for farmers. The high suicide rate for farmers is only now just beginning to get media attention. Mike Rossman is a psychologist who has been studying this issue for decades and has an appreciation for the stresses on farmers since he is also an Iowa farmer. Writing in the journal Behavioral Healthcare, he reminds us that farming has always been a stressful occupation because many of the factors that affect agricultural production are largely beyond the control of the producers. This is borne out by the latest statistics from the CDC. If you focus on all the people working in agriculture, farmers, farm laborers, ranchers, fishers, and lumber harvesters, they take their lives at a rate higher than any other occupation. The suicide rate for agricultural workers in 17 states is nearly five times higher compared to that of the general population. The reasons for this are many. Farmers are often reluctant to seek help. Often their farms are far away from health care centers. Pesticide exposure can lead to depression. They are isolated. And the cost of feed and equipment continues to rise while the prices they receive for food and fiber remain stagnant. This is a healthcare crisis that deserves attention. Perhaps this is the first time you've even heard about the suicide rate of farmers. Making citizens and politicians aware of this crisis is the first step. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.